Hey, Daily Dosers. This is Pastor Larry here, and today we're taking a look at 1 Peter chapter 3. Once again, trying to zero in on some things we weren't able to look at during the weekend message. In chapter 3, beginning at verse 8, he says this, "Finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Don't repay evil for evil or insult for insult. On contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing." Now, in the message, I took a look how when a hostile world treats us poorly, we're to follow the example of Jesus, and we are to return good for evil and not insult for insult. But I want you to catch the context here of this particular verse. It's actually among one another, and I think it speaks so much to the world we live in today. Man, we are in a time of great confusion where everybody has a viewpoint, usually fed by the echo chamber that we live in, usually fed by the news and that we listen to or the things we read, most of which, if we're honest, all of us, including myself, unless I fight it like crazy, we listen and read for affirmation, not new information. And so what's happening is we're getting more and more divided, not just in this world, but even in the body of Christ. And we're getting divided about things that are frankly not in the Bible. We're getting divided about political issues and how someone votes on a certain candidate. We're getting divided on whether or not someone should wear a mask or not wear a mask, or who should be made to wear a mask, whether or not we should be vaccinated, who should be, who shouldn't be. And the strange thing is, though these are areas where we have freedom in Christ, there's not a Bible verse on these things. We tend to make them kind of the major thing. And what happens is, instead of being like-minded and sympathetic, loving one another, compassionate and humble, we're pretty much the opposite in so many of our relationships, naturally, unless we step back and let the Holy Spirit work in us. And I want to say so many of us and so many of you do the right thing, but I want to remind all of us, and particularly remind those of us who are actually responding like the world to one another when we come across people who disagree with us on very important things, but they aren't biblical things. We are called to be like-minded, not to come to agreement that we argue with one another until wins on these issues, but like-minded about Jesus being the most important. Just as when he gathered his inner circle, he got somebody who was part of the guerrilla warfare against a Roman oppressive government and someone who collected taxes from his fellow Jews for the oppressive Roman government, Matthew the tax collector and Simon the zealot. And he put them both in his cabinet. They were both apostles. And I know he made them room together whenever they did a field trip. We're to be like-minded. Put aside those other things and see where our agreement in Jesus is. We're to be sympathetic. That means we put ourselves in the shoes of the other person and have some sense. We work hard to go, now, why do they think what we think is such a goofy thing? That's what sympathy does. Sympathy comes alongside. It understands. It gets in the shoes of someone else. And we're to love one another, not keep account of wrongs, not divide, not be envious. We're to show love. Always asking, is this a loving response? We're to be compassionate. We're understanding. Those of you that are mom and dads, you know when your kid hurts themselves some way or something, you're just filled with compassion. You want to put your arms around them. And if they're truly hurt, it's not because you don't respond differently, whether it's because they did something stupid or something happened. Your heart just goes out to their pain. That's what we're called to do. And humble, which means I even approach it with the idea of, I wonder if in some alternative, strange, and weird universe, I could be wrong. That's humility. So here's my question for all of us. As we face this world that is so into conflict, that therefore creeps into our life groups, creeps into our friendships, creeps into even our family units, are we working to be like-minded about all those things we agree on, and especially Jesus? Am I being sympathetic or judgmental? Am I being loving or harsh? Compassionate or cold-hearted? Humble or arrogant? Jesus calls us to one path. The world's going to pull us to the other. Let's follow the Jesus path. And my bet is, Sometime today or tomorrow, you're going to have a great chance to put this one into practice.